Well, I ain't very big for 21, and it seems like I never could have any good clean fun, cause every time I'd go outside, some great big old bully'd come along, and he'd hit me in the face, and he'd knock me to the ground, and he'd start to kicking me all around, and that ain't exactly fair, friends. That's wrong. So I got me a paper the other night, and I crawled up on the sofa, and I turned on the light, and I flipped through the pages till I found the classified ads. Said, take karate from Lee Hung Chow, man, make your first appointment now. This course is guaranteed to make you bad. Well, the next day I drove to the address, and by the Japanese design I was real impressed. It looked like a regular house of the rising sun. I walked inside, I was all alone. I had a nervous feeling down in my bones. I was kinda sorry I'd ever even come. Then a giant Jap came through the door. He must have been at least about 7'4", and he looked like he's prone to easy aggravation. He said, Lee Hung Chow, Aki Dung, that's Japanese for fee, fi, fo, fum. I tried to explain my entire situation. He said, number one course, Yankee, self-defense, $200.25. I said, what's the 25 cents for? And he said, repairs. I said, repairs to what? And he said, to you. And I thought to myself, man, that won't do. Felt about half inch tall underneath that old slanted stare. Oh, you think he was yellow. I said, I believe I better go check another place. He said, Hasso, Yankee don't like my race. I said, now there's a mistake, man, and that's true. Well, I've been for you Japanese all along. You Japanese just can't do no wrong. And I thought you got a mighty dirty deal in World War II. Well, he grabbed me by the hand and he gave a heave, and I figured there's a pretty good time to leave before he had a chance to do me any definite harm. But my plan worked out in the end, you see. Now no bully's gonna pick on me. Who's gonna hit a fellow with just one arm?